The best station on the planet.
The best is back.
Having the Mondayest Monday ever.
Born a man doesn't get a straw at a tax on McDonald's employee. Born a man arrested after hitting dad with a pizza. Born a man arrested hanging on traffic lights. Born a man.
All right, everybody, settle down now. Gather around. Let me tell you a story about a Florida man. Here's the headline. Florida man wanted for smashing car windows with a bass guitar. Another one shatters the glass. Here's the story. Fox News says the Pensacola, Florida police are looking for a man who recently smashed car windows with a guitar. The man walked up and down the city street bashing windows with his bass. I mean, I don't know what his motive was. Cops have posted a video of the man and hope someone recognizes it. They haven't caught him. They really haven't. How many did he smash? That's kind of what I want to know. How many of these windows did he smash? At the end of the day, this is one of those things I feel like could happen elsewhere. But then also, at the end of the day, it didn't, and it was still in Florida. And that's just on brand.
Come on, Tuesday night. Tuesday's
gone. Mix 107.7 and MyMix107.7.com. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's going to be a beautiful day out there today, guys. Might need a light jacket for the morning, but it's going to get up near 70. Again, you would have never known that it just snowed. You know what I mean? And for a little bit, it snowed pretty hard and then was 70 again. And before it snowed, it was 70. And then it snowed and then it's 70 again. That's just how it be sometimes. You know what I mean? Isn't that how it be, Eric?
Every year.
Every year, he says. There you go. All right. So we're about to get to our What the Facts, but first I gotta tell you, 100 Chances to Be a Millionaire is back. EastTexasRadio.com. Be sure you hit it up, check it out. Your chance at 100 Texas Lottery Quick Pick tickets will draw on Thursday. Yeah, some lucky winner. And we will have a little trivia game in the 8 o'clock hour. When we do that, not only will I get you signed up for 100 Chances to Be a Millionaire, but also I'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to King of Sports Championship Wrestling, happening January 29th, Paris Junior High Gymnasium. It's a lot of fun. So much fun. Enjoy it. Okay, so here is your What the Facts, and this one just makes me chuckle. John Krasinski, you know him from A Quiet Place, you know him from The Office, of course, probably more so from The Office, and then knew him in The Quiet Place. But did you know that he actually auditioned for the role of Captain America? Yeah, part of the audition was to put on the suit and recite lines. Krasinski put on the suit, but before delivering any lines, he just looked himself up and down and said, "Yeah, I'm not Captain America," and walked off. Didn't even give yourself a chance, man. And the part, of course, would eventually go to Chris Evans. But I gotta say, you know the beginning of Captain America, the first Avenger? And he's like all skinny and scrawny and teeny and tiny. He looks a lot like I do right now. I would have loved to have seen John Krasinski, like, in that body. You know what I mean? Just, like, that skinny... Oh, that would have been such a joy. Midway to the weekend. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out, and being a part of the Mix Morning Show with me, your host, Stevie J. Let's welcome into the studio now, David House. What's going on, brother?
What is happening, partner?
Oh, man, just, finishing up the morning. Got a couple of other things to do today, and then I'm going to get ready for the weekend. What about you?
Well, I know how Thursdays are for you. You nailed everything to be ready for tomorrow. I know you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out and get done.
You know? I don't blame you. We're geared up for Valentine's. We're ready. We're got the largest selection, got all diamonds of all colors, easy financing, and remember that, 12 months, no interest. Can't beat it with a big stick.
Could not.
Large selection, same day service, easy financing. All you got to do is come check it out. Come see us at David House Jewelry, where everything shines.
All right, speaking of everything shining.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, we talked about the big surprise that I got.
It was a good surprise.
And the surprise was, look, if you're thinking about getting married, right, and you're thinking about popping the question, I was always under the impression that, you know, you get down on one knee, you present the engagement ring, this big, beautiful thing that you've bought as a token to show your love and affection and say, hey, will you be mine forever? And then I thought that it was the same ring you used during the ceremony. Evidently, that's not the case.
Not true.
You know what I mean? So that's not
well,
right.
As one of your buddies said, you buy the ring to get her to commit to you. Then you buy, that's the engagement ring, and then you buy the wedding band so she'll commit to staying with you.
All right. Well, here's the thing. So I threw it up on Twitter because I wanted to see what kind of reaction I would get.
Right.
And it did not disappoint. All right. So here we go. Here's some of the responses from the interwebs to me saying, yo, I just found out that you have, when you get married, you have to get her two rings. Why is this the first I'm hearing of this? That boy Dreezy says, I never considered that before, but it sounds like nonsense to me. That's the edited version.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. Small Towns Blog says, I only bought one, and I bought it at Costco.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
my God. Buying some underwear, too.
Yeah, I guess so. Or whatever in bulk. All right, let's see. Then there were people who were, like, explaining it. You know what I mean? Like, you're not necessarily buying two rings. You're getting one. You're getting the band. Da-da-da. And then here's some others. Let's see. L. Stevenson, 64, says, dude, two rings are the very least of your sacrifices.
Very.
I could see that, yeah. Someone else said, you must be 18 years old.
Hey, almost times two.
Let's see. Clint Cooper, who is an East Texas Broadcasting employee, says, one to show, the other one is like yours to hold. So that's a good, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Exactly.
Let's see. Did we have any other? There's going to be a lot of shocking first you find out when you decide to get married. That's my guy, the J.A. Massey.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And it's a fact, Jack. It never ends.
And there were so many others talking about them being push gifts. You know, you got those coming up as well, which I didn't even know what that meant until this whole scenario.
That's domino time. And yep. I don't think they call it that anymore. That's delivery time.
Boy. All right. Well, there you go. Just wanted to share some of those with you.
I love it. Let me give a little more clarification just so you know.
Thank
365.
You.
Okay, so 365 days a year, she deserves a gift.
Yes.
So I just want you to understand that if you get out for 4 or 5 gifts or 8 or 10 gifts, you did good. Those 365 is the key.
All right, let's get to our show shout-outs. Let's David go. House, thank you so very much for sponsoring the 90s at 9.
You bet.
The great folks at Sonic Drive-In. Boy, you're cutting it to the last
go
minute.
Get one.
Get on in there. Get that 99-cent large drink. You got a couple minutes. Also, Cody Gammon, who we got signed up for 100 chances to be a millionaire. And to go along with our winners, Deborah Brasher, thank you so very much for playing along. She gets 100 Texas Lottery Quick Pick
All
tickets.
Right.
And Tyler Tongson at Tyler's Pizzeria, thank you very much for sponsoring our first responder of the week. Tyler, we appreciate you to the ends of the earth, my brother.
Very much, Tyler.
As
thank
well
you.
As our first responder, Stacy Haygood.
All right, Stacy.
Nurse at Deport Elementary, we appreciate you very, very
so
much.
So very much.
Well, everybody, work hard, play hard. We'll see you one step closer to the weekend on Mix 107.7.
Enjoy. When I met you in
Thursday. Time for your trending topics brought to you by Sonic Drive-In, your morning drink stop Monday through Sunday from 6 to 10 a.m. Large drinks are only 99 cents.
Trending now
on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
So how about this dynamic duo? That's right, it's become one of our all-time favorites, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. As you know, Snoop is going to be one of the featured acts during the Super Bowl halftime show coming up. That's right. Well, he's also going to be a part of something else on Super Bowl weekend. He and Martha are going to compete against one another in this year's Puppy Bowl. The quote-unquote game will take place on Super Bowl Sunday, February 13th. Snoop versus Martha, the showdown. Yeah. I can only imagine what the pre and post game is going to be like. HollywoodLife.com says Britney Spears has dyed her hair purple. She showed off the new color in an Instagram dance video, which is her most common video, the dance videos, as you're probably aware if you follow Britney on Insta. There you go. Also, how about this? Dodge is looking to hire a chief donut maker. None of that made sense, but it's true. The new employee will receive Dodge clothing, a Dodge SRT Hellcat, and a $150,000 paycheck. Holy cow, I gotta learn to make donuts. 10 finalists will put their drifting... It says donut maker. Oh. Okay. See, that was just me being hungry this morning. My bad. 10 finalists will put their drifting talents to the test in front of pro wrestler Bill Goldberg. How about that? That's pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. All right. And Adweek says Netflix now has 221.8 million subscribers worldwide. They added 8.3 million subscribers at the end of 2021. It says specifically at the end. I wonder how at the end are we talking? Like last quarter? Last month? I don't know, but that's still a lot in that time frame considering everyone who's already subscribed. And then you factor in how many are using others' subscriptions. Not everyone's paying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Let's get back to the music now. Here is Kygo and Selena Gomez. It Ain't Me. Jonas Brothers, Post Malone and The Weeknd on the way on Mix 107.7 and MyMix107.7.com. It's Friday, Friday. This is how we do it. Mix 107.7 and MyMix107.7.com. That's The Killers. When You Were Young, here on your hit music station. I gotta say, I might have to sit and think about it, but The Killers, definitely one of the best bands of the last 20 years. I'm a fan. I just love how unique they are, their sound, the songs, the writing, everything that they do is just so incredibly unfounded elsewhere here in modern music. It's one of my favorites. We're going to get to a survey, but first, I got to tell you guys, Hochatown Petting Zoo, they've got kittens looking for a home. That's right. So, if you have it in your heart and have it in your home to bring home a beautiful baby kitten, hit up Hochatown Petting Zoo. Fun for the entire family. They offer an array of barnyard animals, birds, reptiles, exotic animals. I'm telling you, it is a great, great time. Even if you just want to visit, perhaps you're not taking home a kitten, but you should. Licensed wildlife rehabilitation personnel are always on site. Your wildlife adventure awaits you at Hochatown Petting Zoo in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. There you go. All right, here's your survey for the day. What fun things people will splurge on in the coming years? That's plural. This is like... in the coming years. All right. Number 9, 27% said museum exhibits. I love a good museum. I'm telling you. I love going to the Perot. I love going to... I'll tell you this. I got spoiled early, though, because some of the first museums I ever went to were the Smithsonian's in Washington, D.C., and then after that, it's like, you better bring it if you're going to, you know, even match the Smithsonian's. All right, number 8 thinks people will splurge on in the coming year. 29% said shoes. That's right. Number 7, 37% said live entertainment. Yes, concerts, I'm all about it. I love concerts. I love going to the movies, live entertainment. Also, 37% said clothing. I'm not as big splurging on clothes. Like, if I need an outfit for something specific, I'll get it. Doesn't have to be fancy. Otherwise, I'm like, I need more lounging workout clothes. And I generally get that from Walmart. It's fine. 37% said restaurants at number 4. Restaurants, yeah, I love going out to eat. What fun things people will splurge on in the coming year? Number 3, consumer electronics, 38%. And I assume that is your cell phone, your, you know, computer, laptop, things of that nature. 40% at number 2 said home goods and decor. Yeah, make it yours. After all, it is your home, right? And number 1, fun things people will splurge on in the coming year, 44% said traveling. I love to travel. Already making plans for the summer, as a matter of fact. So there you go. Great survey. Love it. Coming up, we've got Ellie Goulding right now with Fox News coming up around the corner here on your hit music station, Mix 1077 and MyMix1077.com. Good morning. Happy Friday.
And in the end,